It was Ray's first time in the Oval Office, and he did not want to mess up his presentation. He thought all was going well until the president made a move that seemed to indicate the meeting was coming to a swift end. The story of that eventful meeting is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In February of 2017, Ray Starling was appointed by President Trump to serve as the Special Assistant to the President of the United States for Agriculture, Ag Trade, and Food Assistance on his National Economic Council. That position is the Chief Ag Policy Liaison in the Executive Branch. He remembers his first meeting in the Oval Office with the President.
The first meeting was about laying out for the President what does he need to know about the ag community.
Not too far into that first meeting, something a bit startling took place.
About halfway through my chat with the president, he pushes the red button, and I thought I could possibly fall through a trap door in the floor. You know, I mean, I knew that wasn't quite right, but still, I was like, what did he just do? Did he essentially signal to somebody, get these guys out of here?
Of course, the red button was a signal for something else.
And no, an aide came in with a glass with a presidential seal and an open Diet Coke, and he poured it over the ice and gave the president a Diet Coke. When I got home that night, the main thing I told my wife was, we need one of those buttons, you know, that's pretty cool.
Ray's position, like many at the White House, is quite demanding, not only in knowledge and expertise, but in the sheer hours one spends at the job. That said, the opportunity was one not lost on him.
Awesome experience, wouldn't take anything for it. Washington, D.C. is an incredibly difficult place to live, very expensive, but pretty cool to drive in through iron gates at the White House and park and walk in and get a chance to go talk to the president from time to time.
Later, during the president's term, Ray went to work as chief of staff for the Secretary of Agriculture. Today, he is back in his home state of North Carolina with the State Chamber of Commerce. You can hear our full interview with interesting stories and reflections on where agriculture is headed by listening to our Farming the Countryside show. Just go to farmingthecountryside.com and look for show 178. Traveling the Countryside in Raleigh, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McCray.